When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Looking scary. All right.
Tonight on Ram Showcase, free agency has officially begun. Stay updated on all of the latest Rams news. Plus, Sean McVay and Les Snead sidestep questions about Todd Gurley. And later, the rest of the NFC West is making their share of moves. Should the Rams be worried? Find out next on Ram Showcase.
This is Ram Showcase
on Sports War Radio
with your host, Sheriff Joe Beggs.
What's going on, Rams fans? Welcome back to another edition of Ram Showcase right here on Sports War Radio. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Audible. And with over 480,000 titles to choose from, you can get a free download right now as well as a free month of Audible. All you need to do is go to www.audibletrial.com/Ram Showcase. I am your host, Joe Branham, but you can and should call me Sheriff Joe Beggs. I'll be laying down the law for you guys tonight, and we have some interesting stuff to get into. First of all, I want to wish you all a happy new year. It is now the new NFL year. We have made it. We've made it past one. Made it past a good one, which was it was a lot of fun for Rams fans, I can tell you that much. Being one of those, I can vouch that it was pretty fun. So we are on to the next one. It is officially the 2019 season, and so far, pretty quiet on the Rams front. So I'm sure that the Rams, because they love to do this to me, I'm sure that the second I publish this episode and have it out to you guys, we'll be making 80 moves. So I guess the sooner I get this out to you guys, the sooner we'll have a bunch more free agents. So right now, all we do have is safety. Eric Weddle did sign a 2-year deal. We talked about that last week, so I won't go too crazy into that. Dante Fowler signed a 1-year deal with the Rams, which I did find a little bit interesting that he only signed 1 year with us, because I don't know, I felt like with Les Snead's comments that he would maybe be locked into a longer deal. So it really looks like this is going to be a prove it year for Dante Fowler. Like, yeah, you did pretty good for us. Let's get a full offseason in you, a full, you know, training camp with us, and let's go through the year and see how it goes from there. And then I'm assuming this is something that the Rams will address going into next season or next offseason. We'll kind of get some more information on Dante Fowler, I'm sure. So the Rams did offer some tenders to their own players. So right now, returning, we have linebacker Corey Littleton, safety Blake Countess, running back Malcolm Brown, cornerback Troy Hill, linebacker slash defensive end, edge rusher, basically Morgan Fox, cornerback Kevin Peterson, wide receiver Kadarrell Hodge, cornerback Dominique Hatfield, and wide receiver slash kick returner JoJo Natson. Definitely not returning. Unfortunately, these guys will not be Rams anymore. Safety LaMarcus Joyner is signing with the Oakland Raiders, and left guard Roger Saffold will officially sign with the Tennessee Titans. And that is unfortunate news. A lot of Rams fans really like Saffold, but I think there's kind of a youth movement happening right now on the offensive line. We were a very old offensive line last year, very productive, but very old. And there was some confidence last year in Joseph Noteboom and Brian Allen. So I think that kind of helped ease this move a little bit. But Roger Saffold was the longest tenured Ram. That actually now belongs to long snapper Jake McQuaid, who has now been a Ram the longest on the current roster. So Some 2018 Rams that are still looking for new jobs. We have defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh, linebacker Mark Barron, center John Sullivan, defensive tackle Dominique Easley, linebacker Matt Longacre, Ethan Westbrooks on the defensive line, cornerback Sam Shield, quarterback Sean Mannion, running back C.J. Anderson, and linebackers Ramique Wilson, Bryce Hager, and Garrett Sickles. Of these guys, I would say I don't think any of these guys really come back. I'll be completely honest with you as far as to the Rams. But, you know, there are some reports on some of these guys that, you know, C.J. Anderson is definitely a candidate to still come back. So that's a name to keep an eye on. I think Sean Mannion is a name to keep an eye on, but I'm not totally sold that the Rams are going to try to bring him back. So those are some 2018 Rams. They're still looking for employment. So currently, as of, what was it, you know, 2 hours ago from when I was recording this, when the new league year kicked off, these guys do not have a home. So so we'll see what happens with them. We'll keep following them. If it's a big name, we'll obviously keep you guys updated. But most of those guys are not really big names. So some news and notes for you guys. Les Snead and Sean McVay both dodged questions about Todd Gurley's potential arthritis, and that's what I will refer to it as until further notice. Neither actually confirmed nor denied the injury when asked about it up front. And there was some articles done on this if you guys want to check those out. From plenty of Rams websites have covered this. Really interesting, actually. Les Snead really just totally avoiding the questions. And I find that very interesting. I'm still going to refer to this as potential arthritis until we hear anything else that's actually confirmed. Because I know how fans are. Fans go a little wild, and that's okay. I just want to just make sure that you guys know that we don't actually know anything about this yet. So far, we're just kind of seeing, I would still refer to these maybe as rumors, because we haven't gotten confirmation on them yet. So obviously, the how the season ended for Todd Gurley is definitely a question mark, and this would be an explanation for that. But without a confirmation from the team or even Todd Gurley at this point, we're going to go ahead and refer to it as potential arthritis, which might be worse than real arthritis. I don't know. Hard to tell. We may never really know the truth on Todd Gurley's knee, to be completely honest with you guys. So assumptions are going to be made. But until I personally hear that something is very wrong, it is business as usual. Todd Gurley is an MVP caliber back, as far as I'm concerned, and until I hear anything else of concrete evidence saying that he cannot perform at an extremely high level, then that's what I'm going to go with, because that's what I have to do. We don't really know the truth. So next up here, no offer has been made to running back C.J. Anderson, despite the comments about the Rams wanting him back. If C.J. Anderson does not return, Les Snead and the Rams have been pretty adamant that Malcolm Brown will step in and be expected to be the number two running back for the Rams in 2019, so behind Todd Gurley. So right now we've kind of heard that that C.J. Anderson, the Rams do want C.J. Anderson back, but if he is unable to, the Rams do feel confident with Malcolm Brown, who they did place a tender on, so it looks like he's returning to the team as well. Next up here, Joseph Noteboom and Brian Allen are currently slated to start on the Rams offensive line next season. Sean McVay did mention that the team had confidence in these guys last year, which would address the option not being picked up on John Sullivan and then not even offering Saffold to stay for a low price. The Rams didn't even try. They basically were like, he's probably going to be too expensive, so let's just let him walk. And, you know, I mean, this team is being run in a very specific way right now, and who am I to say that they're doing it wrong when this team was in the Super Bowl just a little bit ago? That wasn't even that long ago, guys. Feels like a really long time ago to me already, but it's been like 2 months. So linebacker Micah Kizer is also currently expected to take over the spot vacated by linebacker Mark Barron. Kizer was active a lot last year, and during his time in college showed a very high level of skill defending the run. Did have trouble in pass coverage, but nothing that a great coach like Joe Barry can't fix. So I'm excited to see what Micah Kizer can do. We've also, though, I've seen rumors slash reports, more rumors, that the Rams are actually looking at Mark Barron's market and kind of seeing what offers he gets potentially to bring him back. Let's take a look at the rest of the West. The West is making some moves. The Rams bring in Eric Weddle, but that's it. That's all they did. So we'll take a look at some of the moves here. So Arizona Cardinals brought in linebacker Terrell Suggs, quarterback Brett Hundley, linebacker Jordan Hicks, and guard J.R. Sweezy. And the San Francisco 49ers bring in kicker Jonathan Brown, linebacker Quan Alexander, who a very strong player coming out of Tampa Bay, long snapper Kyle Nelson, linebacker D. Ford, and that was via trade from the Kansas City Chiefs. And, oh, also, I was almost going to forget to mention this. As I was doing the first little bit of this, the 49ers did agree to a deal with Tevin Coleman, running back, on a two-year deal. So it looks like they did add one more to that list. Seattle Seahawks signed kicker Jason Myers, defensive end Quinton Jefferson, tackle Jordan Simmons, long snapper Tyler Ott, and wide receiver Tyler Moore. So much smaller names for the Seattle Seahawks, no real big splashes, and definitely bigger than the Rams' splashes, I guess you can say, because the Rams aren't making any splashes, but you know what? It's okay. It's all good. So I'm flying through right now. We're kind of making extremely good time. And I'm very, very sorry. I have to let you guys know that I don't know what is up with Facebook today, but I don't have access to the fan quesos, so I actually can't get to those. With this being a short episode and not having fan quesos, I might do a very specific fan queso episode when Facebook is back up and running, but having a lot of troubles with that. I did, you know, have the post for fan quesos to come in, and I can see that there are some there. I just don't have access to them because Facebook decided it hates free agency and wanted to ruin this day for me, I'm pretty sure. So I've been on Twitter a lot today to look, not to post. I posted like two tweets, which is actually like a career high for me, I think, in one day. So we got that going. Let's take a look at the rumor mill. One of these I had already mentioned. Oh, that's actually only one. I have one for you guys today, and it's the Rams are waiting to see what Mark Barron's market looks like in order to re-sign him. This is a rumor that I've kind of seen a little bit around the internet. Let's see here. Why they should do this? Well, Mark Barron has led the Rams in tackles before and came in second to Ogletree in tackles in a season two times. Barron was hurt most of last year but came on really strong near the end. And was actually playing at an extremely high level there at the end of the season. Why they should not do this? Mark Barron is a small inside linebacker, and he has shown difficulty in matching up when the offensive linemen get to him on the second level. And, you know, Barron, he just didn't really, he had a hard time with that. He had a hard time with his size. And I was really surprised, personally, to see him even originally on as an inside linebacker. I thought that, I thought that he made more sense as an outside linebacker, but you know what? I'm not a coach, and maybe there's a reason I'm not a coach. Maybe there's a reason that I should be a coach. Probably not, though. Probably not, if we're being real. There's a reason I should talk about the Rams and not actually, you know, run them or play for them or anything like that. So we got that going for me. I'm going to keep you guys updated on all things Rams related when it comes to free agency. It doesn't look like we're going to make too many moves right now as far as some big name first wave kind of scenarios. So it looks like we're out of the loop on that part. But I also wanted to mention that I'm pretty sure I now hate the legal tampering period because this has ruined this day for me, aside from just Facebook and what they ruined for me. But, you know, we knew all the moves already. I feel like that's totally weak. We should not know the moves right now. It should have hit 1 o'clock LA time, and our phones and Ram Showcase and all this stuff should have absolutely exploded with news. And that didn't happen because we already knew everything. And that's kind of a bummer. That is a huge bummer in my mind. So that is actually it. That's all I have for you guys today. It's a very short episode. And because of that, I'm going to try my best to, let me see real fast if I can pull these up. Actually, also, by the way, guys, I'm in Colorado right now. That's where I usually am. I'd say like a good 99.9% of my life has been spent in Colorado so far. So I don't really go places. But let me see if I can pull up these fan questions for you guys. But Colorado is trying to murder all of the transplants that are here. I think it's we had 97 mile an hour winds. It's like 10 miles north of my house. Was pretty crazy. It's kind of obnoxious outside, and it sucks outside. So that's what we're dealing with. And also, Facebook decided to be lame, and Instagram's kind of being lame too. So I don't know what's happening right now. And then SpotTrack was down for a little bit today. Just having a rough time, guys. Having a rough time. I appreciate you guys listening to me. just dealing with this stuff. BT Dubs on a kind of a Sheriff Joe Bags related note. I do have a new YouTube channel coming out. It is not tied to Ram Showcase in any way. But because I can do whatever I want on this show, I'm going to plug it for you guys. So that will be coming out. I will be sharing it on my personal Facebook page, not on the Ram Showcase page. But I will also share it to the Sheriff Joe Bags Facebook page. So you guys can check it out there. Me and my buddy are starting a new YouTube channel. So I don't know when that will actually officially start, but we'll be getting that going. Again, make sure you guys stay locked in on the Ram Showcase on social media to get the latest updates on the Los Angeles Rams. That's at Ram Showcase on Instagram and Twitter, facebook.com/Ram Showcase. You can follow me as well at Sheriff Joe Bags on Instagram and Twitter, facebook.com/Sheriff Joe Bags. I do have a new template for our acquisitions, so I don't know if you guys paid that close attention to me, but I do make pictures for new additions to the Rams, and I did do the Eric Weddle one in the previous style, but I decided after I did that I wanted a new template, so I created the template, and now I have something cool, a newer one for you guys, so when the Rams do get new players, whenever that happens, then we'll have some sweet photos to share. I promise you that. But before I start just rambling on for the next however long, I'm going to go ahead and hop out of here. And that's the news. That's what you guys have on the Rams. I'm sorry it's been so light, but you know, it happens. Eric Weddle, we got that. We got Dante Fowler, Eric Weddle. Let's win some ball games, you know? So it's gonna be good stuff. But that is gonna do it for me. I am Sheriff Joe Bags. This is Ram Showcase on Sports War Radio. For those of you that aren't Rams fans, our thoughts and prayers are with you. For those of you that are Rams fans, thank you guys so much for listening, and you guys have a great night.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.